This is Morning Edition on 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. For the next several weeks, Dr. Husing is going to go through various recent statistics, comparing and contrasting the demographic, social, and economic, and even political characteristics of Riverside County and San Bernardino County.
Yeah, the three things that I think we need to talk about is to what degree are they similar, to what degree are they different, and then to what degree do they interact very tightly. I should start by pointing out that there's often a lot of conversation of why don't we separate these two into two different areas instead of having just the Inland Empire? Why do we do that?
People ask that.
Often, because you in leadership circles, one county or the other wants to pull itself off and be distinct.
When you're a human being just kind of running around the region, you can kind of cross those lines.
Without knowing.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sometimes a day, maybe.
In leadership circles, this is often discussed. I would therefore point out that across the state, there are numerous two-county metropolitan areas.
Really?
Outstanding example would be San Francisco San Mateo, which is the San Francisco Peninsula. The two areas are quite similar, and therefore the metro area is the San Francisco-San Mateo metropolitan area. In our case, it's the Riverside-San Bernardino metropolitan area. So it is not unusual to see more than one county put together. Understand that when we talk about our region, as of January of 2017, we had 4.5 million people in these two counties. Just recently, the Inland Empire Economic Partnership was able to host Senator Kamala Harris. And it was interesting to drive home the fact that when Senator Harris is dealing with her colleagues across the state, that in these two counties, she has a population larger than 25 U.S. states.
Did she raise her eyebrows when she...
She repeated the fact several times, which was good news to have her understand that since she is a Northern Californian.
Yes, she is, yeah.
Again, to put it sort of in an amazing number, we have almost 500,000 more people in the Inland Empire than the state of Oregon. So we are a major population center. The difficulty for our region is we have that, but we don't have a state government. So we have only issues of a state because of our size, but we do not have a state government to deal with them. We rely on Sacramento, oftentimes with its politics dominated from the northern part of the state, where to a large extent the leadership does not really understand what goes on in an area of our size and our makeup.
Now, you have been talking about that for at least 5 years that you and I have been
chatting. No, it's been
chatting.
At least 53 years okay. that I've been studying the economy of the Inland Empire.
The 5 years that you have been harping to me about it, has attention and awareness of the Inland Empire and its important dynamic in the state gotten better over the last couple of years? Because remember, Jerry Brown came out and needed a couple of legislative votes to get past his gas tax, and he had to come out here and deal with IE legislators. And so I'm presuming that he now knows that we're here and that we have things that he needs, too.
Well, that is true, but a lot of the thinking in the state, forgetting just the elected officials, emanates out of UC Berkeley. They just did a big report on the Inland Empire like they had any idea about the Inland Empire. And as they always do, they sort of screwed it up when they did it. But the fact is that it is not an area that is well understood, but it is changing. And one of the ways it's changing just recently, the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, as I said, Kamala Harris was out in the area just recently, so we had our new state senator, or U.S. senator here. But more important than that almost is recently former mayor Villaraigosa of Los Angeles, Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor, and John Chang, the state treasurer, all of whom are running for governor, came down, two meetings in Ontario area, one meeting at City Hall in Riverside, to sit in front of an audience and be queried by Paul Granillo, the president of Inland Empire Economic Partnership, about their thinking on issues that affect our region. Never happened before. Now, those are all Democrats. As we begin to understand who on the other side of the aisle is the more likely candidates for governor, the intention at IEP is to have them down in a similar format. And the fact that they came, opened up their schedules, exposed themselves to that kind of questioning early in the process is, in fact, showing that the Inland Empire is getting better known up in Sacramento. Our caucus is becoming more important, as you said. The governor had to get a couple of votes out of them. Most of our delegation, not all, but most of the Democratic side are members of the moderate Democratic caucus, which tends to worry about the issues of poverty and those sorts of issues that affect the mostly inland counties of California. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing some change in the dynamic, which is good news.
We'll continue our series with Dr. Husing, comparing and contrasting Riverside County and San Bernardino County next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.